Lettuce, greens, and herbs will soon be growing at a location in Springfield, Massachusetts that was once dangerously polluted. A worker-owned cooperative commercial greenhouse is under construction at the site of the former Chapman Valve Company, where components for nuclear weapons were manufactured. Many years of soil removal and remediation were required to rid all traces of radioactivity from the property. Tucked away in a light industrial area of the Indian Orchard neighborhood, the site is a perfect location for the 15,120-square-foot greenhouse, according to Fred Rose, co-director of Wellspring Cooperative.
In a few short months, it'll be up and we'll be growing lettuce.
The greenhouse will use hydroponic technology to grow local produce year-round. Wellspring Harvest is organized as a for-profit, worker-owned cooperative business that will provide job training and employment to low-income residents of Springfield.
So the idea is that people come, they work for a year, and if it's a good fit, both for the company and for the employee, then they can buy in and become a member of the co-op. So it's going to start with five people. As it expands, it'll grow to nine people. When you buy in, then you share in the profits, and you're also part of governing the co-op, making decisions.
The greenhouse project cost $1 million, according to Rose.
It's going to be profitable. That we have a very detailed business plan. You know, one thing we've done is really negotiate prices and quantities with our customers. So we have a pretty good idea of the market.
Large customers for the greenhouse include Bay State Medical Center, the Springfield and Worcester Public Schools, the Big Y supermarkets, and grocery co-ops in Northampton and Greenfield. Kevin Berry, the director of produce and flowers at Big Y, said he expects to buy 50 to 100 cases of greens a week from the greenhouse.
Opportunity to buy produce from an operation that is grown right in Springfield is very important to us. And not only that, they're going to be providing jobs for underprivileged people, and it's just a great project that we wanted to get involved with.
The greenhouse will produce an estimated 250,000 heads of lettuce and other plants a year. Stephen Hilliard, who is the greenhouse manager, said he'll set aside an area to custom grow crops for chefs and home cooks.
We'll be glad to try anything to see if it grows in this hydroponic greenhouse.
Most of the former Chapman Valve property is covered by a large solar farm. Zaida Govan, president of the Indian Orchard Citizens Council, said she's thrilled the rest of the blighted land has been redeveloped by the Wellspring Cooperative.
So I'm really excited that the neighbors are, invested in it, and they're really excited to see it going as well.
The greenhouse will be the third worker-owned business developed by the Wellspring Cooperative in Springfield. The others are furniture reupholstery and window restorations. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.